Good morning, and we'd like to welcome to the program for the first time Rachel Birkemeyer. She is the Adult Program Coordinator at the Batesville Memorial Public Library. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning.
And, of course, Rachel, new on the job, recently hired. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Rachel, and in particular, how you ended up at the Batesville Memorial Public Library?
Well, I have always loved books and loved reading. I actually, my first job in high school was working at a local library in Greensburg. And I was an educator for 20 years. And after retiring from the school system, I ended up taking this part-time job as the adult program coordinator here at the Batesville Library.
All right. So you got the background and so forth, and here you are. And by the way, just out of curiosity, you didn't have to go through an initiation that, Kim Porter and Sarah Dobson put you through, anything like that? No, nothing like
that? Nothing official, no.
Okay, all right.
No, they're very, very fantastic place to work, great people. Couldn't ask for a better boss, better employer.
Indeed, yeah, and of course, I like to have a little fun with Kim and Sarah. So, but they're always gracious.
Absolutely.
With their times. Yeah. So, all right, and Rachel, of course, being the adult program coordinator, of course, I'm sure you've got plenty of adult activities lined up for the month of January.
We do. So, first to start the year, we have our year-long Batesville Reads program, and that is a 50 book challenge. There's 50 different categories, and you read one book to match each category, and that goes on all year long. So it starts January 1st and ends at the end of 2024. Some of our regular monthly programming, the first Thursday of every month, we have needle felting from 1 to 3. That is held at the library annex. We are doing a snowman craft on January 11th. Every month we have a book club. It's titled A Novel Idea Book Club. And the January selection is Leave the World Behind by Rumen Alam. You can pick up books at the library for that book club. Also on January 16th, we have an aging care series, a monthly series, and that topic for January is helping aging parents. How do you know when your parents need help? How do you start that process? And that's from 6:30 to 7:30. January 30th, we have a craft and chat program where you can just bring any craft that you're working on and sit and work on your craft with other crafters. It's just an opportunity to form a little bit of a community while you're working on your craft. And the final program for adults is also on January 30th in the evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And it is called Instant Pot Starters Guide. So if your New Year's resolution is to eat more meals at home, cook healthy meals for your family, but you just don't know how to get started, this will help you get started with using an Instant Pot. I found that it's a device a lot of people have in their pantries that they've never used, myself included. So this class does require registration, and there is a $5 fee because you will get to sample the recipes that are made.
And as far as a lot of these, you mentioned that that wasn't with a charge, but for the most part, a lot of these adult programs, I understand, are free of charge?
Yes. The bulk of the programs are free of charge, unless it's, something like food or something that's going to be a larger expense. The library does make every effort to make the fees low or no fee as often as we can.
All right, so you got a lot planned for the month of January, and so with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Rachel Birkemeyer. She is the Adult Programming Coordinator at the Batesville Memorial Public Library, and we'll have more with Rachel right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Rachel Berkemeyer, the adult program coordinator at the Batesville Memorial Public Library. And of course, in the first segment, Rachel, we talked about adults, but how about the activities for the kids?
Our children's programming is full for January. We have on Mondays, starting January 8th, Mother Goose Toddler Time. And that's every Monday in the month of January. The times are 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and that's aimed at children ages 0 to 3. Every Tuesday, starting January 9th, there are story times. The story times are at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. There's also once a month a Saturday story time. In January, that will be on January 20th at 10 a.m. And on Thursdays, we always have block play, and that's at 10 a.m., aimed at ages 1 through 4, just a variety of different styles of blocks, and they get some free play. Special programs this month, we have a new program that we're very excited about. On January 11th, aimed at children 1st through 6th grade, and it's called Kids Who Code. So it starts at 4 p.m., and it is coding, robotics. We received a Ripley County Community Foundation small grant that enabled us to really enhance this program, and we're very excited to add this to our offerings for children. We do have some craft programs also for children. On January 18th, grades 1 through 6, there is a coil pot program. On January 25th, ages 3 through 6 years old, there is a fluffy snow slime craft. And then we have two homeschool programs. Wednesday the 10th, there's going to be ice painting at 1 p.m. And Wednesday the 17th, Q-tip snowflakes at 1 p.m.
Okay, and anything else for the kids in the month of January?
Well, we actually have a program that is eligible for all of our library patrons, and it's a winter reading program. Sign up starts January 15th, and it only runs a month. So it runs January 15th through February 12th. You sign up online, and it is a similar concept to our summer reading program, where you read books, log your books, log your time, and you can earn prizes.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's and who doesn't love prizes, especially for putting in the time and effort and things of that nature. And of course, also, I understand, obviously, the library will be closed on New Year's Day.
Correct.
And Rachel, what is the website and where folks can find all the events?
All the events are listed on the library website, which is www.ebatesville.com. And there is an events tab where you can register for any of the events you would like to come to.
All right. So again, that is ebatesville.com/events. Well, Rachel Berkemeyer, we appreciate your time this morning, the adult program coordinator at the Batesville Memorial Public Library. Stay well, and hopefully we can do this again in the future.
That sounds great. Thank you.